Hi, welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 219 entitled Manna from Heaven. As I commune with the Lord, He is speaking. As His prophet celestial is continually revealing it, perilous times are coming, and even now are here. As the Lord continues to say that He wants a people prepared and fit to meet Him. While in the book of Exodus, God has destroyed Pharaoh and his army, and it is at a point when the people are murmuring against Moses and Aaron. Please realize that every word in the Bible is given to us as an example, particularly of what is to come. The Lord provided manna from heaven, water, and even meat. He is always prepared to provide for us, and we should always be respectful and prepared for His blessings. Because there will come a time when He will lead His people in the wilderness for a final time. Satan is preparing his beast system, and God is showing me that He will lead His chosen as He led the Israelites. It is essential that we are not foolish enough to make the same mistakes made by our predecessors. Not only were they banned from entering the promised land, but they lost their opportunity at eternal peace. They died and forfeited eternal life with God. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, "It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest." Psalm chapter 95, verses 6 through 11 of the King James Version. I am going to point out a few areas that we must focus on to get a proper understanding, while confirming it in His Word. The Lord cared for and sustained the Israelites supernaturally, even though they were not aware of it. This is written as an exemplification of His dominion, as He attempted to teach the importance of obedience and self-discipline. When the Israelites cried for meat, the Lord brought forth quails, and from dew He produced manna. Number 1. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "It is manna," for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat." Exodus chapter 16, verse 15 of the King James Version. Let me distinguish our flesh from His sovereignty. God is never wasteful. We as humans throw away precious resources, food, and money daily. Particularly, food and water are wasted as if it is impossible to deplete. Focus on how the Lord was teaching the Israelites to honor Him. We sin against Him when we show a blatant disregard as stewards of His natural deposits, then think that it is wrong when He allows them to become empty. Number 2. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded: gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. Exodus chapter 16, verses 16 through 18 of the King James Version. If you notice, in just this one command, they were disobedient. But God was showing them that He is the one who decides what is the perfect amount. Whether you are greedy or lazy, you are sinning. Because the command was given exactly what each individual needed according to our Maker. Number 3. Just as it is today, the Israelites did not esteem the provisions. And Moses said, "Let no man leave of it till the morning." Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. Exodus chapter 16, verses 19 through 20 of the King James Version. Heed the continual warning, as the Spirit is saying that the time will come where we will have to flee for our lives. Their journey was recorded for a standard and a representation. Even as a warning, it is intentional. Number 4, it is written, "So when you see the abomination of desolation, the appalling sacrilege that astonishes and makes desolate, spoken of by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains for refuge. Whoever is on the housetop must not go down to get the things that are in the house, because there will not be enough time. Whoever is in the field must not turn back to get his coat. And woe to those who are nursing babies in those days. Pray that your flight from persecution and suffering will not be in winter or on a Sabbath, when Jewish laws prohibit travel. For at that time there will be a great tribulation, pressure, distress, oppression, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will again." Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 21 of the Amplified Version. It is written that Satan will be given his time. I am letting the Spirit guide me because many scoff and mock and don't understand that God will fulfill all his word. Number 5. And he will enter into a binding and irrevocable covenant with the many for 1 week, 7 years. But in the middle of the week, he will stop the sacrifice and grain offering for the remaining 3.5 years. And on the wing of abominations will come one who makes desolate, even until the complete destruction. One that is decreed is poured out on the one who causes the horror. Daniel chapter 9, verses 27 of the Amplified Version. It is saying that Satan will establish an irreversible, irreparable contract with many to halt any worship or reverence for God, doing all kinds of detestable horror and evil curses. There will be no turning back. This will go on until Satan is crushed and vanquished. Even before this, God will remove his presence from those who are not sealed by him. No one understands how dismal this will be. Number 6. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of this world. John chapter 9, verses 4 through 5 of the King James Version. Let me reiterate this wisdom as the Holy Ghost is bringing it to me. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 of the King James Version. Now pay attention. As we walk in obedience, we are blessed to partake of his supernatural heavenly bread. Complete obedience and absolute faith are integral in the uncertain times that are coming. Number 7. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, This is that which the Lord hath said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seethe that ye will seethe, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till morning as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm within. Exodus chapter 16, verses 21 through 24 of the King James Version. Did you get that? Are you keeping up? The Holy Spirit is taking his time with this, so we may be in this for a while, so please stay tuned to get the lesson. Before I end this post, let me take you through this last example. It emphasizes the importance of obedience, self-discipline, and faith while leading them into the promised land he wanted them to trust him, that in all that they endured, he would give them rest. Number 8, and Moses said, Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. God was so serious about his Sabbath that no one, from master to servant, was supposed to leave their house. Even the animals were to rest. In Leviticus, I believe, the part of the purpose of the Sabbath and the year of Jubilee was to give rest to the land also, that it may produce in overabundance. These are spiritual laws that have not been honored. And the Lord said unto Moses, "How refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath. Therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days." Are you listening? "Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." Exodus chapter 16, verses 25 through 29 of the King James Version. Let me confirm the exercising of our faith twice as I close. Intimacy in him must be established to hear his voice, or we will not make it. Number one, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34 of the King James Version. And number two, do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, is yours. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 of the Amplified Version. This is the proper way to reverence and enter into the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again.